Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
The gospel reading today is from the book of Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all of the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
Thank you, Lily. "Prepare the way of the Lord," said the prophet Isaiah. "Prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight." And that's the message that John the Baptist is also proclaiming as well. And he is there to help make some paths straight, to prepare people for Jesus. He's preparing, setting the tone. And he's also Jesus' cousin, which we don't get in this gospel, but in one of the other gospels, discover that he's Jesus' cousin. The gospel writer here, whoever wrote this gospel of Mark, was not too concerned with origin, so we have no birth narrative about Jesus here or anything else. It just begins, these are the first words of the gospel. It starts with John the Baptist. Not worried about origins, but it begins with John the Baptist, and Jesus comes as an adult, and it starts with this message from John to repent. Repent. And that word gets a bad rap because it's certainly been abused and been used to abuse others, to call others to repent. You know, picture the guys out on the street with the sign saying, "Repent, for the end is near." Or that say that, "Repent so you can get into heaven," or "God's going to destroy the world, and if you don't repent, you're not going to escape the suffering that God wants to bring upon you." I don't think that's helpful. That's not a good way to think of repentance. Repentance, to repent, is just to change direction. To change direction. To change your path. It's not a golden ticket to heaven. It's not some kind of terrible, self-flagellating, or self-abusive activity that we have to go through to avoid God's wrath or to re-earn God's love. We always have God's love. To repent is simply to change direction. And for us as followers, it means to change our direction so that we're following Jesus again. We got a little bit off the path. We repent. We move back to Jesus' path. Our confessions are a moment of repentance when we can say, "These are the things that I am or we are doing that are not the things that Jesus would like us to do. So forgive us and let's move on." It's to say that I'm going to admit to how I have strayed from the path. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to say it. There's some power in speaking it, not just thinking it, but there's some power in saying it. And then I'll change my course away from it back to following Jesus. Back to following Jesus. And that's all that Jesus wants, really, is for us to follow. That's what he says often in the Gospels. Follow me. Do what I'm doing. follow me. Jesus always beckoning us, always inviting us, even when we stray off the path, always saying, come back, come back, follow me. And never putting up a stop sign to say, no, you can't follow me until you feel bad enough or feel guilty enough. But just always to say, yeah, whatever you did, it's in the past. I know about it. It's okay. Just come back. Come back to my path and follow me. And don't worry about it. Be at peace. Follow me and be at peace. He doesn't want perfect people to follow him, because we're none of us perfect. There are no perfect people. But maybe follow Jesus toward perfection. Follow Jesus toward his perfect peace. Follow Jesus and find perfect peace that way. And today we light the candle of peace. And not because the world is at peace or because we've achieved peace. It's not a sign to say we've done it. But we can light it almost in defiance of the world, or as a witness to a world that's not at peace, to say this is what God wants. God wants us to be at peace. And not just among nations, but even within ourselves. Advent can be a very unpeaceful time. Lots of busyness. Christmas parties, decorating, going shopping, doing things, concerts, whatever. Advent can be a very unpeaceful time, even though this is supposed to be a time for waiting and anticipation of Christmas. And our world also not always peaceful. There are nations at war, people at war, violence in the world. Steve's songs at some level are about that, about finding peace in the busyness, chaos of the world. And when I think of peace, you know, the images of no violence, of no war, no hurting each other certainly comes to mind. It'd be nice to have the world not at war anymore. But when I think of peace, I also think of its opposite, which isn't war, but I think it's fear. Fear that often leads to not being at peace. Fear. At least in terms of what keeps us from being more peaceful. And I see an awful lot of fear in the world today. And I think that the Ferguson incident is about fear. Police being fearful, the young black men being fearful, everyone in that system being kind of fearful of one another. You know, the riots come out of that fear. The chokehold incident with the cop in New York City, I think, also is just another sign of that fear. And there's the fear of the other, fear of immigrants, or fear of our LGBT brothers and sisters, or fear of women in power, or fear of other religions, religions fearing one another, nations fearing one another, the fear of losing resources, or our personal fears, fear of losing a job, fear of getting sick, and maybe losing our home, or the fear of not having enough. You know, we have cities that recently have been passing ordinances making it illegal to feed people who are homeless. I mean, that's certainly that's wrong. I think that also comes out of fear, like fear that the homeless will be more visible or more will come into town or something, instead of addressing the real issues of why are people homeless. The angels always say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. Be at peace. Be at peace. I think there's a lot of our inability to be at peace that comes out of fear. That's not the only thing, but just it certainly it just seems to be the big thing happening today is fear. We're just so afraid of so many things, and the media just keeps feeding the fear cycle, and politicians and leaders and others. Don't let fear rule your life. Making your decisions based on fear is a life of avoiding, not a life of living. not a life of going into. So live into God's generosity. Don't be afraid. God will always love. God is generous. God is abundant. Live into God's generosity and God's hope and into Jesus' peace. We turn away. Change our direction. That moment of repentance to change direction. Away from fear and toward Jesus' path of peace. And may you find that path this Advent season and coming into Christmas. Amen. And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.